Mitch, before we talk about your candidacy and your campaign officially, give us a little bit of background on yourself for our listeners that may not have had the pleasure to meet you before.
I don't know that it's a pleasure, but I grew up here in North Platte. I graduated from the high school here in 94, went on to Wesleyan, majored in education, 7 through 12, history, social sciences, and then not too long after graduation, came back to North Platte to work at Wagner Oil Company with my father, Roy.
Okay, and you're a local businessman now, recently opened the pizza shop back there on 4th Street, right?
Yeah, it's actually our second opportunity at it. We opened it in 2003, I want to say, sold it in about 14, and then had an opportunity to buy it back, so we always enjoyed it, so we're going to try it again, see if we can do better this time.
And not only that, local gas station owner too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, Wicked Fast over on the north side of town. Yes, sir.
And you're a father, we were talking off the air, is it your oldest that's a senior?
Yeah, my oldest boy, Cy, is a senior at the high school. My daughter, Gabriella, just graduated and went on to UNO. And then I have three stepsons with my beautiful wife. And so we've got, gosh, I want to say 8, 11, and 14 years of age. So,
oh, my. You're so getting into the fun years.
We've got it covered.
So, Mitch, tell us what led to your decision to officially run for North Platte Public Schools Board of Education.
Basically, my experience with the asking for choice in schools as far as masking. I guess you could say the virus kind of brought me into it, wanting to protect all of our kids from poor policy making. And it's not something I am real excited about being in politics in any way, but this was, I think, too important to just let go. So.
Okay. You've been very active, I would say, since probably early in the pandemic. I know you've been very active, especially on social media and creating a page where parents and community members can discuss some of these issues and topics.
Yes. Yes. I want to say I changed the name at one point, but basically it's No Masks Without Parental Consent. And that was kind of the battle cry from the beginning was, you know, we don't mind if people want to wear masks or have their kid masks. Wear masks, but we'd like to have that choice. In the beginning, there were about 500 of us signed a petition, and we're looking for just choice. You know, if we chose not to, could we sign a waiver? You know, and of course, the board responded with, well, they're concerned that would be leave them liable for things, which ironically I have found is not really something school districts are as liable for anything. So it was an odd response, but one you couldn't argue with. So
the community's been very active, I would say, in this matter, not only on social media, not only with that petition, but there's also been protests done locally. In fact, one at the McKinley Education Center mm-hmm. that was done very respectfully.
Mm-hmm. And that was just a situation where we kind of wanted to let people know that we weren't just going to go away because you didn't agree with us or you ignored us once. So we had an opportunity to stand out with some signs and whatnot, and a lot of people make that happen. And you'll forgive me that I wasn't very key in organizing that, though I did participate. One of the things I do remember about that day was the kids that would drive by, you know, they'd be in the back seats or side seats of their cars, and they'd read one of the signs, and then their face would kind of light up. You know, they'd be like, well, you know, somebody's standing up for me. Somebody cares that this is happening to me and trying to make it stop. So that was pretty cool.
So, Mitch, if elected to represent Ward 3 on the North Platte Public Schools Board of Education, what else do you hope to accomplish?
You know, obviously, one of my main things is going to be the ESSER funds that the school took in. I honestly think that money should be returned. These programs, masking, all the things that you had to do to get that $8.5 million needs to stop, needs to go back. Obviously, we're going to keep an eye out for the way sex education is handled, mm-hmm. CRT, critical race theory, just things that are obviously very important to parents. And I would love to be somebody that a parent could actually go to and would get some sort of response and representation. So
I think that critical race theory is really a hot topic statewide and rightfully so. And it's something that's very concerning, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is. And it's just, you know, like I said, this whole pandemic's been kind of an awakening to the way things are, in my view, mishandled by bureaucracies and people who just are kind of tone deaf to the people they're supposed to represent. So Those are three of the things we need to be on the lookout for, and that's kind of where I'm coming from.
Local businessman Mitch Wagner joining us here discussing his official candidacy for North Platte Public Schools Board of Education. Mitch, is there anything else you'd like to add about your campaign today?
No, I'm just not much of a politician. I tend to say what I think, which is very dangerous. So forgive me when I'm too honest about my thoughts, but at least you'll know where I'm coming from.
There's no gray with you, Mitch. It's black or it's white.
You know, and that's funny because I feel like I've not only grayed facially and on top of my head.
Now, this is radio. You didn't have to admit that.
It is what it is. I kind of have a face for radio, so there's that. But
there's worse things.
Right. But hopefully I'm a candidate that you can trust what I say is what I believe. And if you disagree with what I believe, then you know what to do.
There's some guaranteed change on the Board of Education as CEO of Great Plains Health. Ivan Mitchell currently sits on the board, and with his promotion from COO to CEO, has announced that he will finish his term but not seek re-election for his office. So there's going to be a guaranteed change with that. And then we have two incumbents on the ballot, one of which is currently unopposed or was unopposed as of yesterday morning when I had checked. And then Mark Nicholson is the individual of which you're opposing, who's an incumbent that's officially refiled for office. And I believe there's at least two other individuals on there with you, maybe three?
Yeah, I believe that's correct. I think there's maybe four total of us vying for that seat. Yeah.
And what are your thoughts on the board's recent hiring of our new superintendent who will take over here in the near future?
You know, I guess that remains to be seen. I don't have anything, any negative thoughts. One of my questions to them when they went through the hiring process was obviously where does this candidate or any candidate stand on critical race theory, on masking of students, so on and so forth, things that I've kind of taken up the banner for. Needless to say, the response was, well, you can see what he did in Gothenburg, I believe, was where he's coming from now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, okay, that doesn't really help me, but I guess I got an answer. But, and that's one of the things I'd love to do on the board would be somebody to shake it up a little bit, not just go along, be a yes man. Let's question things. Let's look deeply at them. Let's not just do them because there's money available to us if we do.
Mitch, if there's anybody out there specifically within Ward 3 that'll see your name on the ballot box here in a few short weeks that wants to learn more information about you and your candidacy and your campaign, how can they get in contact with you to potentially have a conversation?
You know, that's a really good question. Having not really done this before, I guess I could throw out an email if that's
absolutely
acceptable. My email is WAGS, WAGS, then the number 7, at hotmail.com. I'm that old, I have Hotmail. So
you're aging yourself a little bit here,
I know,
Mitch.
I'm gray and I have Hotmail, and it is what it is.
Mitch, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
No, I don't really think so, but like I say, if you listen to the things that I say and the things that I will stand for, if those align with your beliefs, then I'd love to have your vote. But either way, let's get some people on the board that are going to ask questions, whether it be me or somebody else. We need those critical thinkers on there and people who don't just go along to get along.
Very important elections upon us, not only locally, but statewide and nationwide. So it's going to be critical that everybody do their homework, do their research before checking their ballot box in May and November to make sure the candidate they're voting for is one that they could support and one that is going to represent their values and beliefs at this critical time, not only locally, but in our great nation.
Absolutely, but I think the local is so important. It's kind of
it
like,
is.
You know, the changes that you want to see in Washington, unfortunately, you have to take that personal responsibility. It starts at home, and then it starts in your community, your city, your state.
So absolutely.
We need to wake up. It's a lot nicer when we don't have to worry about it, but we're at a point where we have to worry.
Yes, we do. Absolutely. For our future generations specifically.
Absolutely. Well, and that's, and again, why do I run for school board? Because I care about these kids and I want them to have the best future they can have.
And one thing I wanted to bring up, too, is you have an education background. Wanted to reiterate that again. You mentioned that briefly in your introductory, but tell us about your background in education as an educator.
I never did actually take a teaching job, but I was trained 7 through 12, history, social sciences. So I was a history major, social sciences major. So, I think I told you when we were talking earlier, I was probably always a little bit too conservative for for the interviews. I don't think that probably helped me. My views on critical thinking being the key component in any history class. Like, how do I find information? How do I digest it? What do I make of it? Did I examine the source? What's the author's background? Why do they say what they say? Just critical thinking skills that are going to help students in every situation in life.
Yeah, that's crucial throughout not only your education career, but throughout the entirety of your adult life.
No, I mean, with that question, and in my poor kids, I've always taught them to question, you know, why, you know, don't be disrespectful.
Sure, it could be done in a respectful manner.
Absolutely, but you should know, you know, when you hear me speak, you know that I'm a conservative, I'm a constitutionalist. That's where I'm coming from, you know, small town. You know, those are my angles, and I'm going to push in those directions. So anytime anybody speaks to you or you read an article, what's the source? You know, where are they coming from? So those type thoughts will help. And then, again, being able to find information, things that probably gets ignored more than it should in schools. But, you know, and again, I don't blame the teachers. They're given certain things they're supposed to do and directions they're supposed to go. And that's another thing I should say, too, is the support of the teachers from administrators. I had a father that was a teacher, a mother, a sister, all taught. They need the support of the administrators.
Absolutely, you know, they do.
And sometimes I think they get left hung out to dry.
Mitch, could you give folks your email again if they'd like to get in contact with you to discuss your candidacy and your campaign or anything else we've discussed this morning?
Absolutely. The email again is wags7@hotmail.com.
Well, Mitch, we appreciate you taking some time for us today on KODY. Best of luck out there on the campaign trail.
All right. Well, I appreciate speaking with you this morning.
Absolutely.